I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. What I found is different times of the year on God's calendar serve as reminders that teach us different aspects of who He is. Everything in this created world is meant to teach us about God, meant to teach us more about Him, and different seasons of the year just give us different insights into who He is. And this time of year, this theme seems to keep coming up every year as I've been walking with God doing this yearly cycle, is that order leads to clarity. Sometimes during this season of the year, things tend to get disordered. You got a lot of new things going on. We got a new year. There's a lot of new things going on. And sometimes when you have new things going on, it gets a little messy sometimes. And order leads to clarity. I learned this lesson in the form of liquid crystals. I once had a scientist that came into my gym business, my personal training gym business. And she taught me about liquid crystals. And these liquid crystals are this amazing thing. They have properties of both liquids and properties of solid or fixed crystals or rocks, think of. And so they have this amazing ability to both be highly adaptable and fluid and flexible, while also very ordered at the same time. They have the ability to do both. And now what I've learned is God often puts us into some messy and disordered situations. And it's having the ability to create that order. And when you create order, these liquid crystals, they have this process that they go through. First, you have to put boundaries around them. Then you got to create some alignment with the crystals where they're all moving in the same direction. And then as the crystals begin to get ordered, they create this clear picture. So liquid crystals, think LCD display, like the LCD display on your phone or your TV. These liquid crystals have the ability to create these beautiful, clear pictures, but they have to be in order to create those pictures. And so some of the steps that we talk about, like in my book, Pockets of Prosperity, in the Order Blueprint, we talk about getting our priorities in order will be an important part of creating clarity. But also there's this principle of putting the steps in order, putting the sequencing in order can lead to greater clarity. But then often the part that comes up right now is what I want you to think about this week. What are you procrastinating on? Is there anything in your conscience, anything you've been procrastinating on that you know needs to get done? And those steps, putting them into order, sometimes we build them up in our minds and make them bigger than they really are. Putting those things into practice, getting started, getting those things executed, and all of a sudden it's going to lead to this greater levels of clarity on the other side. So order leads to clarity. What do you know needs to get done? What do you know needs to be put in the different position, the proper position? And the most important thing to get positioned is yourself, to take your position in Christ today, to take your position in the light, to take that position of rest in Him. All order flows out of that. It's hard to create order if we don't create that first. To take your positioning in your mind and emotions in that rest that's found in Christ, to get that positioning in there. So we're going to take communion over this for this week, because I found that often it's during this time of the year where there's some disorder going on. You got to get back to the basics. All right, what do I know to do today? Is there anything I know to do today? And you start executing those things, and it's going to lead you on the way out. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful to have You in our lives, that You are not a God of disorder. You are a God of order. You're a God of peace. Just thankful to have You with us. And we're asking for Your help today to help us create order and this greatly increased levels of clarity in our lives. We're asking for Your help with that today. And Father, we just thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and said, "This is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And they said, "Take it. Receive it, that He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight." He wants to help us get this order and clarity in our lives. Father, we thank You for this bread. I ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's the forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. Have this new covenant, this partnership with him. Father, we thank you for this cup. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right. So as we go about this week, I want you to pay attention. Is there anything that's in your conscience that keeps popping up? Like, oh, I know I need to do that. Anything you've been procrastinating on? Pay attention to those things this week. Those are going to be some cues on the inside of things to do to create this clarity. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.